count down to 2800 right now at Lamoille Valley Ford. And remember, at Lamoille Valley Ford, we know price matters.
Moment of your time for our friends at Jet Service Envelope. If you're looking for an outstanding local printer, make it our friends at the Jet. You can reach them at 229-9335. Maybe you need a little new letterhead here for 2015. Maybe you need to get some brochures published. You can get those done there, too. And maybe you're just finishing up your memoirs here as we head towards the end of the year. You can get those published, too, and they will look really professional. It'll look like it was published at Random House. It will not look like some cheesy high school report that you did. Again, you can call the folks at Jet Service Envelope today at 229-9335, 229-9335, and on the web at jetservice-envelope.com. What's your reaction to the announcement yesterday? Are you relieved? Are you disappointed? Some people even angry. And a lot of people also wagging the finger today saying, I told you so, and this was never going to come to pass. So I guess, what category are you in on this? 244-1777 is our local number. Toll-free, 877-291-8255. Interesting how these numbers worked out. One of the charts that the administration put out yesterday, talking about spending versus the revenue estimates that they were going to have come in. And this program that they were talking about in the fourth year of it, the first year was actually going to run a bit of a surplus, second year a bit of a surplus, supposedly, third year basically a wash. When you get into years four and five on this, it really got ugly. It's almost like a bad bell curve going the wrong way here. The 2017 estimates is that there would be a surplus of $168 million, second year $100 million, then down to seven. In year four, there would have been a deficit of $86 million, and then $146 million in year five. So that, you know, the numbers just seem to be kind of going really in the wrong direction here. That's for sure. And the governor, who will join us in about a half an hour, said he really, one of the big changes is just in the past couple of weeks when they were running the numbers. So we'll get him to explain that a little bit more. 244-1777 is our local number. You can also reach us toll-free at 877-291-8255. Sheila, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm Sheila Rushford, and I'm calling from, believe it or not, Germany. I'm okay. Here visiting our daughter, and my son-in-law happens to be a doctor, and we happen to own a small business in Vermont, and we are extremely relieved. Because basically, most small businesses in Vermont don't have a lot of profit. And this was going to eat up the little bit of profit we had and make a real hardship for our employees as well. And so we are extremely relieved. We feel that it was unfair to have the election without disclosing this information. It was kept a secret, and that was very unfair to the taxpayers in the state of Vermont.
Do you offer insurance at all?
Pardon me?
Do you offer insurance of any kind in your business?
Yes, we offer a 50-50. We try to pay 50-50, although the federal government has now come up with the idea that they are going to be charging any business $100 per month or this huge amount of money fining us if we pay. We have to be able to give money to our employees without any strings. Mm-hmm. We cannot dictate to them how money is used, and that is federal law.
Right, yep.
So it is in direct conflict with the state law. Now, my son-in-law here in Germany is a doctor. What they offer in Germany is insurance that if they have coverage, universal health care, which is an adequate plan, with very strict caps on what doctors and hospitals can make. And it's very cost-containing. If you want extraordinary care, then you are allowed to purchase on the open market an additional policy for extraordinary care. You know, Vermont is a small state. Businesses all struggle. If this had gone through, the little bit of profit that we make would have gone for this. So there would have been no income tax. So it wasn't a win-win for the state.
Mm-hmm.
What they need to do is come up with cost containment before they go forward with any plan.
Is your son,
so anyway,
is your son-in-law on his salary? Is he well paid by German standards?
He's a doctor. He's on. You get paid exactly the same as every other doctor in Germany,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's limited. It's limited. He also has private patients that have private insurance because, Germany is very strict about. They want great care for the people, but adequate. They don't pay for, extraordinary wishes of any patient. They want healthy preventative care. And anything beyond that, if you want extraordinary care, then you have to have a private policy. And a lot of people do.
Okay.
It's a combination of the two.
Mm-hmm. The extraordinary care, what are we talking about there?
For example, if you want a private room in a hospital, right? And if your doctor is calling for like 10 tests when they know darn well that these 10 tests, which they're going to pay for, really aren't necessary. One.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. And they limit. They have caps on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They just don't, they've had a program for many, many years. They see what problems have arisen, and they try to correct them every year because it's cost containment of Germany as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My point is that this is a true relief for small businesses, at least all the small businesses that I know of, because it wasn't disclosed before the election what this was going to cost. And small businesses in the state of Vermont all struggle. If they really want to make a difference to small businesses in the state of Vermont, then they need to legislate that internet sales are taxed. To give small businesses a level playing field. We're already handicapped in the state of Vermont because we don't have that. So anybody can go out of state, buy stuff, right,
mm-hmm.
and not pay the tax. And this business of them putting it on their income tax every year, people don't do that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know anyone that holds every receipt that they purchase out of the state of Vermont and put it on their income tax. And I think if the legislators were honest, they would absolutely agree with that. Because I guarantee you, every legislator doesn't do it themselves. So give businesses a level playing field. Start out with that. Tax internet sales. So we have a level playing field. Because small businesses in the state of Vermont struggle. And many of our employees struggle. We pay them well, as much as we can, but it's very expensive in the state of Vermont to live. And believe me, we try to do the best by our employees. We have employees that have worked for us for 30 years. Our mm-hmm. average is probably 15.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure as an employer, we are considered a decent employer. And we do our best by them. But there has to be a reason to be in business.
Right.
You have to end up with something at the end.
Thank you for your call, Sheila. I appreciate it very much. Have a great trip in Germany.
Yeah, we're here for Christmas for our daughter.
Great.
And our grandson, so.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Let you go. Bye.
244-1777 is our local number. You can also reach us toll free at 877-291-8255. We're expecting to hear from Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott this hour. Governor Shumlin joins us coming up next hour. Scott Milne weighing in on the watchdog.org site. He was asked, he said, it's a culmination of 4 bad years of leadership for Vermonters. We've wasted 4 years. 4 years ago, Peter Shumlin promised us not only did he do all kinds of great things for healthcare, but that this is the recipe for fixing what 4 years ago was a struggling economy. And now it's being abandoned. We're facing a $100 million deficit and an economy that's not growing and all kinds of problems exacerbated by a lack of leadership. Dan Feliciano, remember him, Libertarian challenger. He said the governor's decision was a resounding defeat. And a lot, he said, quote, a lot of people told him this would not work. And he continued to go against the grain and tried to try doubling down. He's going to have to be more flexible and transparent going forward. Now that this distraction is off his desk, he needs to focus on reducing spending, reducing property taxes, and restoring businesses' faith in Vermont. I hope he takes the opportunity to stop meddling in healthcare and brings the payers, providers, and insurers together to find robust solutions. Darcy Johnson, who is the leader of a group that has been opposing single payer, called the announcement half a victory. She said, quote, we must stay vigilant to make sure Vermonters have freedom and choice in health care. 244-1777, our local number. Toll free, you can reach us at 877-291-8255. Moment of your time for our friends at Green Mountain Access. If you're looking for a great local internet service provider, make it our friends at gmavt.net. You can call them toll free at 1-888-321-0815. And you can also find them on the web at gmavt.net. Division of Waitsfield and Champlain Valley Telecom, if you're in their service area, speak with them about bundling your services into a very affordable package. Need more information? Check out their website before you give them a call. If you own a business, you really need a partner, internet service provider partner in 2014-2015 here. So again, give them a call at 1-888-321-0815. Coming up next hour, we'll talk with the governor. He'll be joining us for about a half an hour. And then we're going to be also talking with the executive editor of Sports Illustrated magazine, John Wertheim, who helped Al Michaels write his memoir, You Can't Make This Up, Miracles, Memories, and the Perfect Marriage of Sports and Television. It's a Al Michaels memoir with a little bit of help here from John. And he did not get it published at Jet Service Envelope. So we'll join. He'll be joining us in about an hour. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back right after this.
Put a chance for some jingle in your holiday gifts this year with the new holiday instant tickets from the Vermont Lottery. Santa Paws for Uncle Bob. Happy Holidays for Aunt Sue. Holiday Magic for Gramps. And some holiday cash for you. They're always the right color, always the right size, and they can turn into cash right in front of your eyes. So pick up a new holiday instant ticket today. Here's wishing you a very lucky holiday from the Vermont Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Wendy's presents four-part harmony.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Oh, grabbed us some Wendy's Monterey Ranch crispy chicken sandwiches.
Tell us more.
It's got creamy ranch.
That's good.
Monterey Jack.
That's better.
All on crispy chicken.
That's the tops.
And just $1.29.
We're a cheap date.
It's not exactly a date.
Awkward.
The Monterey Ranch crispy chicken, ranch sauce, crispy chicken, and Monterey Jack cheese. Just $1.29.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
At Mooresville's newest store, Mattress Sofa Warehouse, you'll find lots of affordable gifts for Christmas. Literally hundreds of recliners starting at just $279. Hundreds of sleep sets with queen mattress sets starting at just $2.99. Affordable pillows, sheet sets, end tables, coffee tables, and more. Mattress Sofa Warehouse offers everyday fair pricing and everyday no interest payment options. Every day. Stop in at the brand new Mattress Sofa Warehouse, Gallery Lane, off the new Route 100 Mooresville Bypass. MattressSofaWarehouse.com.
Hi everyone, this is Chris Davis from Twin Cities Subaru. Last year we partnered with the Vermont Food Bank during Subaru's annual Share the Love event. During that event, every new car sold raised $250 for the Vermont Food Bank, providing over 50,000 meals to Vermont families in need.
I'm Judy from the Vermont Food Bank. This year our goal is $25,000 and will provide 75,000 meals for Vermont families. With your help, we can reach that goal. 100% of funds raised for the food bank stay here and help our neighbors friends, coworkers, and families in need. Each year, the Vermont Food Bank serves 153,000 Vermonters in need, including 34,000 Vermont children. Together, we can make a difference.
Visit our website at TwinCitySubaru.com for more details. Come on, Vermont. We can raise the bar and meet that goal. Please help the Vermont Food Bank and Twin City Subaru Share the Love event. Help reach our goal, because no child should go to bed hungry in Vermont.
Wow, look at all this new stuff at Bob's Camera and Video.
Oh, I want one of those waterproof power banks to charge my phone and my tablet.
I'm going to get a case for my 10-inch Android tablet. And look at this, a keyboard to use with my tablet.
Folio cases for tablets and iPads, all kinds of chargers.
And of course, Bob's always has the latest in digital and film photography. Top names in cameras, gadgets, accessories, and even film.
This holiday season, you need to make at least one visit to Bob's Camera and Video on Main Street in Barrie, everybody's hometown.
.244-1777, our local number, toll-free 877-291-8255. We've been talking about Governor Shulman's announcement yesterday that he will not pursue the single-payer health care plan system, saying that a payroll tax of 11.5%, income tax that could have been up to 9.5% for wealthy Vermonters, too much would hurt the economy. 244-1777 is our local number. You can also reach us toll-free at 877-291-8255. Let's go to Williamstown. Good morning, Rama.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. A question for the governor, seems you're only going to have him for half an hour there, so if you get a chance to get in. This is about school boards and teachers and contracts and health insurance for teachers.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a health insurance connection here. Yeah.
Absolutely. In not too distant future, in several years, the teachers, most of the health insurance with teachers is going to be considered Platinum Plus, which means that school districts will be paying an excise tax on top of the normal insurance premium. And school boards, quite simply put, we're in a situation that's taken multiple decades to negotiate into. And this is a situation which is coming on us. We don't have multiple decades to negotiate ourselves out of this. And school boards are going to need the assistance of the legislature and the governor in order to do something about the situation before health insurance becomes so prohibitively expensive that we're just going to end up with massive strikes and impose contracts across the state.
What's this excise tax you're talking about?
Well, it's what the euphemism is, the Cadillac plans, that, and this has been written into the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
So that I believe 2018-2019, most of the VHI plans, all of the grandfathered Vermont, the VHI plans, that's where the teachers get their insurance through, are going to be considered Cadillac. And I used the term Platinum Plus because that's how we've been describing it within the school board conversations. And that means the excise tax. It's going to make these health insurance premiums prohibitively expensive for taxpayers, period.
All right.
And in order to get out of this, we need some help in moving teachers over to the Affordable Care exchange that we have here in Vermont.
Right.
And this is not, if we try to do this through the normal process of negotiations, if you gave me two or three decades to do it, sure, yeah, I could negotiate through what it took three or four or five decades to negotiate into.
Right.
But we don't have that time on the school boards to deal with this, and the taxpayers don't have the time. And quite frankly put, we're going to need some legislative and gubernatorial intercession on behalf of school boards this time instead of against the school boards.
Well, or, maybe these plans aren't the plans the ones that come to be. Maybe you got to have a lesser plan.
Well, that goes to the exchange. You can't change these plans because they're grandfathered without going to the exchange. So it's either the current plans or they go to the exchange.
Okay, but if they go to the exchange, they don't necessarily have to get, everything's negotiable.
Right. Well, it's only negotiable if we can get the teachers to go to the exchange. What I'm saying is the current plans in the contracts are going to be hit with the excise tax in another couple or few years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to become prohibitively expensive.
All right. Let me see. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me see if I can get that question in on with our discussion. Let's head over to Morrisville. Hi, Marcia. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Getting back to health care costs, I may have missed it as to hearing anything about tort reform, whether it's on the medical part or whether it's to save our small businesses.
Yeah, there really has not been a lot of discussion about that. It was all being talked about. The only time I really ever heard tort reform being talked about was part of a whole larger picture. So I haven't heard anything about that at all.
And that's, you know, that's a good part of the medical cost. And, you know, but the lady from Germany has a good point where, you know, starting with hospitals or primary care or something with getting cost or getting what's available out there to the public is a great idea versus our all-or-nothing approach.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for your program.
Thanks you for your time. I appreciate it.
Bye.
We head to the phone. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to the Lieutenant Governor for the state of Vermont, Phil Scott. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
So this is an obvious right decision the governor made yesterday in your mind?
I believe so, yes.
Why?
Well, I think there's been an awful lot of uncertainty surrounding health care in the last 2 or 3 years. And as I've tried to explain, none of us like uncertainty. And I equate it to yourself. If you'd heard rumors about what your pay might be in the next 6 months, maybe being downgraded, you're just not sure whether you're going to have a job, you probably wouldn't go out and buy a new car. And I think that there are many in the business community that have been holding back, not knowing what's going to happen with health care, what their burden might be, and not expanding and not moving forward. And I think that this has had a detrimental effect on the economy thus far over the last couple of years. And it's progressively gotten worse, I believe, because we haven't had any of those answers. So I think that this, I've been hoping that we would come to some conclusion in January is when I thought we would come to this conclusion, one way or the other, whether it's we move forward with a plan, the governor releases his plan and we move forward with that, or we say this isn't going to work for Vermont and we move in a different direction. So I think it's good news for Vermont.
Do you believe that the governor knew all along this wasn't going to work?
I'm not sure that he knew all along. I think it's becoming, he probably has become more and more aware of it as time has moved forward and receiving the numbers and so forth. But I think he truly believed that this was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking, though, Phil, if we're going to have to pay $2.6 billion here collectively as a state for health care services in this way of cutting the numbers with an 11.5% payroll up to 9.5% for income taxes, how much better is this other option?
Well, again, we still don't know what that plan looked like. I mean, we've received the numbers, the 11.5%, 9.5%. But we still don't know what the plan even covered, I don't believe. And those details really do matter. And trying to implement this, just think about the dynamics around trying to implement such a huge endeavor. I'm just not sure how we would accomplish that. We're having problems now with our exchange. And so many people are still confused about the difference between this the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare, the exchange, and single payer. So again, just to get at least put that off the table and focus on the exchange, I think is going to be incredibly helpful, and to try and keep working with the Green Mountain Care Board, trying to lower the cost of health care delivery, I think is incredibly important.
How does this change the legislative session?
I think that they can, again, can focus more. When you had single payer, you have an exchange that's not functioning properly. You have education costs and trying to focus on a new formula possibly, or how we deliver education in a more cost-effective manner. I think those are all looming, and to try and bolster the economy. And I've talked a lot about on the campaign trail about the crisis I think we face collectively is the crisis of affordability in Vermont. And all of those factors come into play when we're talking about that. So I'm hoping that the legislature can focus on, again, how can we make Vermont more affordable? How can we make it more prosperous? How can we deliver education in a more affordable manner? And how can we get this exchange working and try and work towards reducing healthcare costs?
You put yourself in the "I told you so" crowd?
No, I don't want to. There's too many people doing that at this point. I think what we need to do, my emphasis, I think our goal should be to make Vermont a more prosperous state and an affordable place. And so, the "I told you so"s let everyone have that for a while, but we have a lot of challenges ahead, and they're real challenges, and budgetary concerns and so forth. So we need to put our heads together, work together in trying to do what's right for Vermont at this point, and playing the "I told you so" game. That isn't helpful, I don't think.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, we'll take a real quick break here. Governor Shumlin's joining us here in our studios. We'll be back right after this.
People are driving from West Lebanon, Burlington, St. Jay, even Hardwick and White River Junction. Jack Castellaneta, we're seeing Formula Nissans all over Vermont and New Hampshire.
That's because when you pay less for a new Nissan, it's worth the drive from anywhere to Formula Nissan in Barrie. And right now, during the holiday sales event, we've made it simpler than ever to drive a new Nissan, and simpler means cheaper.
Huge factory discounts, holiday bonus cash up to $4,500, or choose 0% financing for up to 72 months. Jack, with these year-end closeout deals, it really is the best time to drive a new Nissan.
Forget the sticker price, forget dealer markups, get the best Nissan price, plain and simple. That's why Formula Nissan is consistently ranked among the top Nissan dealers in Vermont.
Only at Formula Nissan, on the Barrie Montpelier Road next to Pizza Hut, and at FormulaNissan.com.
Let us show you how easy it is to do business here.
Financing and approved credit, bonus cash on select vehicles. See dealer for details.
It's the most wonderful time of year at Stowe Kitchen Bath & Linens. Santa has his list to include beer-making kit,